SuperStarWomen.com. I'm Birgit Ratzchung, bringing you the top superstar women in internet marketing. You can listen to them in any order, so go ahead, enjoy, and learn, and then take action. Today we have Stephanie Frank, who's going to be speaking with us. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Birgit. Good to be here today.
Hi, I'm really glad to have you because I know you're going to give us so much excellent information. I wanted to just start and see, what do you actually do? You use the internet to help you in your business, and maybe you can give us a quick background about yourself and move into telling us how you do use the internet.
Sure, no problem. I'm the best-selling author of The Accidental Millionaire and president of the Success IQ University, and the Success IQ University works with individuals and companies who want to develop their people. So we have a curriculum that we teach, and we go into companies, and we work with teams and help them to be more successful and happier in life. So
mm-hmm.
That's what we do. That's what we do there. And we use the internet extensively, actually, to capture leads, to communicate with our people, to develop new business, and get our name known around the world.
What did you start with in the beginning to get your business going?
Well, the reason I first got on the internet was because I was a very busy speaker and I was traveling all over the world and it was getting really tiring, honestly.
And it sounds glamorous, but the truth is it is difficult.
It is, because you're just, you know, you're in a place and people say, oh, have you been to this place or that place? And I say, yeah, I have, but I only got to see the inside of the hotel. And I remember one time I was in, it was Toronto, Canada I was in, and I woke up in the morning, and I knew I was in a Marriott because of the bedspread, but I didn't know what city I was in. I couldn't remember why I was there. I was like at this total blank, and it was really scary. And I called down to the front desk, and I said, where am I, first of all? And they told me, and I said, let me ask you a question. Is there a seminar going on today? And my seminar was going on. And so, obviously, that was a really yucky place to be. And so I thought, you know what, I bet I can do something on the internet. And so I started learning and trying to understand everything that I possibly could about growing online, building a list, you know, talking to that list, and so on. And so when I first started, the first thing I did was I put up a little web page. Actually, I had a webmaster do it. I don't do that myself. I had her put up this little web page, and I thought, well, maybe I can start talking to business owners about building their businesses. I didn't know what I was doing, but I started just putting out my message of personal development, of business growth, and, you know, the things that I do. And the next thing I knew, I had people coming to my website and signing up for my newsletter. And that's really how it all started, is just with building a list.
How many years ago was that?
That was in 2000 when I started that.
Oh, okay. So after you attracted all the people to your list, what did you start to do with them at that point?
Well, what I was hoping to achieve is to, of course, make money online. And I had already made money online. I'll even back up to even the first time I started making money online was by accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure lots of people would love to do that by accident.
I'm sure that they would. I mean, my first serious foray onto the internet was, like I said, in 2000. But prior to that, I was kind of dabbling around. I was still in the, before I was in personal development, I was in the computer industry. And as part of what I was doing in the computer industry, I put up a web page, and I'll never forget this. I bought some information off a late night infomercial, and I put it up on a web page, and it was called the information that I bought was a bunch of special reports and books and things like this. So I put them in a bookstore, and it was called the How to Now Bookstore, and it was the ugliest page ever. It was gray background with little, you know, boxes. And I don't even think shopping carts and all that weren't even available at that time. This was in 1995 when I first started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so I put these little, you know, pay buttons. I said, if you want to buy something, email me. And what I was trying to do, because, you know, I grew up in very high tech, trying to understand security on the internet. And So I wasn't really interested in orders or making money or anything. And pretty soon emails started coming in and people would give me their credit cards. I would print them out and I'd set them on the side. And it didn't even occur to me that people were ordering, because you know how, like, when your focus is so on something else,
yeah,
you don't even see the obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
the money kept piling up.
Yeah, well, and then finally my then boyfriend, and then became my husband, you know, he came in one day and he said, "What are all these, you know, what are these stacks of paper here?" And I said, I don't know, there are people wanting these reports. He said, "Well, you have to deliver on that or it's illegal." And I thought, oh, gosh, I better do something. I didn't know how to run a credit card. I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. So that's where I first started, and not even seriously. So I learned how to, you know, get a merchant account and run a credit card. It's so much easier now. It wasn't, you had to go to the bank then and all kinds of other stuff. There was no PayPal. There was none of that. That was really my first foray online. What I was hoping to achieve at that time was actually to understand security, but I started making money, and I thought, hey, maybe there's something to this. And then I ignored it for quite a while, and, you know, fast forward a few years when I got really burned out in the computer industry and as a speaker and so on, that's when I decided to get a little more serious.
So what do you do now? What's the majority of your business that you're doing every day now online?
Well, we have two different businesses, or two different types of business, I should say. We have the what we call the retail side of our business, and then we have the corporate side of our business. So I'll just address the retail side, because the corporate side is, you know, more like consulting and things like that. On the retail side, what we do is we go out and we spread our message of Success IQ and helping people to raise their Success IQ. And then people come back to various pages, and I'll get more specific as we go along, but let me just give you an overview first.
Sure.
People come back to specific pages on our site, and where they're offered free gifts and things like that, and then they come into our university as a free member, and then they're offered various programs and products and services along the way. So specifically, we have two paths that come into the university. One is we give away a free audio program called The 13 Vital Traits of Super Effective People. People can get that actually at freesuccesstrainingaudio.com. It's a free, you know, a free program. Then we start a process of really just helping people to understand what we do. We offer more free information. Then we offer our introductory program, which is a $47 workbook. It's three CDs and a workbook, and it overviews the entire Success IQ program.
And that's how they first enter into the system.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm just sitting here just right now. We sent out an email 2 hours ago, and it looks like we've got a handful of new orders that just came in here this morning, some with coaching and some without.
How do you add on the coaching?
What we do is we take people through a process of when they purchase the program, then they are offered, right before they even check out, they're offered to add on a coaching session with one of my coaches.
Okay.
And anybody can go. Did you want me to give specific websites?
Please.
Okay. All right. Because you can go and you can see how our process works. We have different processes for different things. But the one I'm talking about specifically right here is you can go to successiqu.com/special offer. And what you're going to see there is a product offer that's basically it's three programs at a deep discount. And then when people go ahead and take us up on that offer, immediately then it comes up and it says, hey, do you want to add coaching to that? Because, you know, that might really help you out to talk with one of our specialized coaches. And so we make that offer, and they either say yes or they say no.
I saw once you had a questionnaire to find out your Success IQ.
Well, that's another path. We do have that. We have the world's first Success IQ quiz and then a long-form test as well.
I was really surprised how accurate it was for me. I was
really startled.
I thought, wow, how can they do this on the computer? This is really cool.
Yeah, we spend a good amount of time creating that. And so the quiz itself, now that does a little different thing, and people can go to successiqquiz.com, and for that, people take the quiz, and then they're offered up their quiz results, and currently what happens is it goes to, when you get your quiz results, at the bottom it offers you our front program. We're about to change that, but to change that and give up even more value before we offer the program. But the best thing to do, I mean, for people who are starting online, I want to say this: it can be so overwhelming and so frustrating to hear about all these people making all this money and doing all this stuff. And the best advice that I can give people for getting started on this is a couple fold. First of all, understand the overview of the process, which I'm going to share with you in a minute. Number two is stick with one proven person and unsubscribe from everything else. Does that make sense?
Totally. I know for myself, I thought when I started 2 years ago, you gather all of this information from so many places. You keep getting more and more overwhelmed. You might do a little bit, but I thought the way and the only way to really make progress and quickly is you choose a mentor, you stick with them, you do what they tell you every week, and you will just have so much faster success and more success.
Exactly, exactly. That's so, so important. So the thing is like a lot of people are worried about, you know, how do I get traffic to my website? But the problem is that you don't have a website that's actually going to justify getting the traffic. So the process of putting something together is actually, it's not build a list and get a bunch of traffic. It's build the right website so that you can capture the names, so that you have, you know, I call it the bucket, right? So that you don't have a holy bucket, because if you're sending people to a website where they have 1,000 different options and they have, you know, check out my company and check things. I mean, think about it. How often have you gone to somebody's website and spent 20 minutes just looking at all the things that they do?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easily done.
Yeah. Well, it can be. And then you leave the site and you forget about them and you never come back again.
Right.
Well, if you're the site owner, you want to start up building an online relationship. And so in order to start building an online relationship, you don't want to offer to somebody. If I said to you, okay, Bridget, let me tell you, it's a Success IQ University. We have one-day events. We have three-day events. We have coaching. We have mentoring. We have client consulting. And then we have this product and that product and a shortcut.
Oh, my God, what should I choose? Help!
Exactly, exactly. So you have to lead people through your system. One little a mentor of mine says, one little crumb at a time. And so the
crumb.
The easiest way to get started is to put up a page and go to the links I just shared with you, either the quiz or the free audio page, where it's a very simple page that does nothing but one thing, which is gather names.
Mm-hmm.
That's step one, is build the right website.
And then also have a real business. Sometimes people think, oh, I can just go make some money now. Tonight, if I do this tonight, tomorrow morning, I'll be making tons of money. That's just not true, right?
Well, I mean, you can. It depends on the kind of business that you want. You know, you're talking to different kinds of people. There are business opportunity people who are just there. I mean, the process is very simple. It's get a really good converting website, drive traffic to it, and make money. So there is that kind of a business owner who's just about making money. Okay, that's not me. While I guess I could probably sit all day long and just sit down and do that, it's not my kind of business. So our business is, I wouldn't say different. I mean, the process is the same in terms of getting clients and, you know, getting leads and so on. But our whole thing is about building that relationship. And so there are several different ways to do it. So I wouldn't say that you don't have a real business. If your business is about internet marketing, you have an internet marketing business then. That's just not our business.
Mm-hmm. You were going to give us an overview of the different steps that we need to do. Do you want to go and tell us about that?
Sure. step number one is what I just said, is putting up that web page.
The landing page?
The landing page that captures names.
Okay.
Actually, there's probably a step before that, which is know what you're selling. That's got to be really, really important, because it's really interesting how many people I've talked to that are trying to build a list, but they don't know what the product is.
Really?
So what is it you're trying to sell, first of all?
So your landing page has to definitely have an objective and a goal to it, and that's the only goal that should be for that particular landing page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. So as you're collecting the names, the second thing then is to start driving traffic to that page. And there are, oh my gosh, there are so many different ways to drive traffic. But there are free and easy ways that you can get started. Free and easy is not always the fastest, but it is free. And one of the favorite things that I like to do is I have somebody that does blog posts for us, and then a second thing, way to get a lot of backlinks and, you know, traffic to your site is by using, there's a free program called Comment Sniper.
Okay.
And it's really cute little program. It goes out and you set it up to monitor blogs in your particular category of business. And as you set that up to monitor the blogs, as anybody posts to the blog, you get an immediate notification that somebody's posted to that blog. And you can then go to that blog post and leave a comment. And that's one of a very interesting way to drive traffic to your site. So you go, you leave a comment, you say, hey, that was a great blog post, and then you put your link underneath it.
How do we find the Comment Sniper? Just www.commentsniper, you think?
I think it is. Yeah, just Google it. It's a free little program.
That's great.
So that's one way to drive traffic. So landing page, drive traffic. Those are the two major components.
I know I'm
oversimplifying some of it, but it's I see way too many people who, like I said, don't have a product even to sell.
Do you actually get a team member to do the work with the Comment Sniper, for example?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't sit and do that part yourself?
No.
Okay. And I guess, too, it'd be nice to know, what people do you have on your team who do the different parts of the job? Because it seems that one person just can't do everything.
No, one person cannot do everything. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't do everything. And these are some of the components that I teach. If you're going to grow a business, you need to be doing the things that you're great at doing, and sitting there and being frustrated by not understanding what to do, or doing or trying to sit in front of a computer and do things that are not for your particular style are just aren't going to work. For example, if you take a creative person and you sit them down in front of a computer and you say, here, go do data entry. Right? I mean,
how boring. They'll be asleep in a few seconds.
Exactly. And consistency is a problem, and so on. So when you realize that there, and you will realize this, in the internet marketing, you know, for anybody going into the internet marketing business, understand that it is a whole industry. It's not just a quick make money kind of thing. And I really want to get that message out there, because, while you notice all these people that are saying, oh, I'm making all this money online, they have become internet marketers as a profession. That means they have learned the industry, they've learned all the pieces. And you got to remember that if that's not your industry, so to speak, if you're, you know, an expert, like I'm an expert in human psychology and human behavior, so I should be really practicing a lot of my techniques and reading up on human psychology and human behavior. But if all of a sudden we decide, you know, oh, gosh, let's go use the Internet, now all of a sudden I have to become an Internet marketer, right? That's a whole mm-hmm. different industry. It's like handing you a scalpel and saying, okay, why don't you go do brain surgery right now? So I want people to understand, too, that, you know, if you're going to go into this, that there is a way to make money in it. There's a way to make a lot of money. But you have to commit yourself to understanding all of the pieces. And you won't be good at all of the pieces. You know, there's the traffic driving, then there's the conversion, then there's the selling. There's a lot of different things. So, for example, with Comment Sniper, you find somebody who likes to sit at the computer all day long and who likes to have the little pop-up come up and say, hey, somebody just posted a new blog, and they can go, oh, cool, let's go jump on that. It's a traffic assistant, so to speak.
But where do you find these people? It's scary to go hire someone, and then half the time you're hiring people who you're never going to see in your life. What advice would you give to people who recognize that they need to hire someone but feel not confident about how to go about it?
Sure. Well, when you're hiring people, first of all, the common mistake that people make in hiring people is, and especially new entrepreneurs, is they sit down and they say, ah, I need help. And then they go look for somebody to help them, but they don't really specifically say what they need help with. So the first thing is you've got to be really, really clear about what you want this person to do. So, for example, let's say you're going to hire a traffic assistant to do comment sniper, okay?
Okay.
And let's say you want them to spend 2 hours a day on generating traffic like this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's specific, right? And
that's very specific.
It's very specific. So what that does is that sets up the expectation for both yourself and the other person. Now that you both know what it is that you want them to do, now you can go about finding the how. But most people do it backwards. They're like, how can I get some help? But they don't know what kind of help they want.
Okay. Where would you recommend that they find people, or through referrals?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that you can do, I mean, you can type in traffic assistant on the Internet, first
okay.
of all, and you can find them. You can find them at Elance. You can find them at guru.com. You can hire a virtual assistant to do it.
And then if I go hire somebody, though, how can I be sure they'll do the job?
You can go to Craigslist, too. I wanted to say that. How can you be sure they do the job? Well, that's the second part of being a good leader, is setting up reporting. So you require of them to tell you what they did every week.
Okay. And then we should be able to talk to each other and communicate if the expectations aren't being met.
Exactly.
Okay. How many people do you have on your team?
I have 7.
Can you tell us roughly what their jobs are?
Sure. I have a creative partner who develops our workbooks and our materials with me. I have 2 salespeople. They go back and forth between the retail side and the corporate side. Somebody who manages finance and legal in my business. I have an administrative assistant who handles calendaring, and she handles management with interview requests and our coordination of our coaches, a lot of, you know, coordination kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Let's see, who am I forgetting? Oh, we have our webmaster, of course. She manages all of our day-to-day communications, our web system, our shopping cart, things like that. And I have a woman who books speaking engagements for me. I think that's everybody.
Okay.
Is that 7?
Yeah. Oh, well, I wasn't counting either, but it sounds about right.
I think that's everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so all very different functions.
Yes.
All the technical work, then, is mostly given to the webmaster.
It's all given to the webmaster.
And does that person need to work pretty much full-time?
No, she doesn't work full-time. We have a lot of things that are automated. Our communication is pretty much automated at this point. Our follow-ups, like newsletters and things like that, are delivered every week, but they're created by Diane in the administrative and Catherine in the technical. But then our standard communications, you know, like we send out articles and things like that, that's all automated. So she doesn't really have to do a lot, except if something breaks.
And that's the joy of internet marketing, is you do that work at the beginning. That's what I heard from you explaining now, is there's a lot of work that gets done slowly at the beginning, but it's a foundation that's laid for the future. And then later on, it's just the process that keeps repeating itself.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, you know, you get the emails that say, you know, we made all this money. Well, yeah, and that has been because they've set the foundation and they've tested and they've made sure that it works. So, you know, even this is not a get-rich-quick business. it is being on the internet is about building relationships with people. And so while you can make plenty of money, you know, you get a big list and then you send out an offer and then people buy that offer, it takes a little while to get that big list.
Do you think that it's all in the list, that that's the most important thing out of the whole business?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Because that's where all the prospects come from, and it continues to keep flowing the money into the business, right?
Exactly.
Someone told me that you really only need 100 people who really love your service and are repeat customers. Do you think that's enough, or you really would need more?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what it is that you're selling. If it's a one-time product or if it's something that for the repeat, I love the repeat, you know, piece.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're repeat customers, why would you need any more? It's totally and completely possible.
So it just depends on the type of business and the style of business you're choosing to run.
That's right. Like, you know, if you have even a brick-and-mortar kind of a business, like we do, or, you know, you're a pest control person, let's say, you know, 100 people on your list that purchase your service on a monthly basis, that's pretty good.
That's fantastic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it really does depend. Now, if you're, you know, an internet marketer who is interested in the masses and making money online in a, you know, by selling whatever product to whatever, you know, to your list, like a lot of internet marketers who are selling internet marketing information, their strategy is a lot different. It's build a huge list and just market marketing information to it. So
mm-hmm.
those are two huge extremes.
In your business, you tend to have a fair bit of coaching services too.
Right.
Do you find that you need to have a huge list for that?
For coaching, no, because coaching is a very personal kind of thing. So yeah, I wouldn't expect to do a mass, oh my gosh, look, we have coaching, and have people say, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I need that. I mean, that's a little different. So what we strive to do on the internet is we offer a lot of value so that people get to know us. Every week we have a teleseminar that we do, and I bring on one of the coaches. And so people who come to the teleseminar, they get to know us, and they get to like us, and they get to trust us. And then once they've heard them, then they're much more apt to go online and purchase coaching.
And when you do run a coaching service, the way you have it is you have other coaches working with you. But can someone do it just by themselves, or that's kind of limiting because there's only so many hours in a day? How would you recommend that someone create a coaching business?
Well, so let's say you are an individual coach and you want to get more clients.
Mm-hmm.
So using the strategies we talked about before, having a website that gives away some free information, and it could be, and you know, the free information could be as simple as, you know, you talking about or sharing your coaching expertise with someone. And when I say sharing, that could be in a written form, that could be in an audio form, it could be in a video form. You know, it doesn't have to be a huge, long, you know, drawn-out process, but it's the process of beginning that relationship. So people would come to you. So first you have to have that website that gives people a way to, A, put in their name, and, B, get something of value from you.
Okay.
Okay. Next, you start, as when somebody comes in, now you start to build a relationship with that list by emailing them. And I have found that the some of the best emails are the ones that just come from your heart. You're not trying to accomplish a certain thing except to build the relationship. And if you take that attitude about sending emails, people will begin to really like you. So what we do is we send out, you know, emails with a lot of information about, you know, here's how you can manage your time better. Here's a tip for having better communication with your spouse. Things like this, so providing value in that email. Now, now that you've got that intention set up, the next thing then is to start people knowing about you. And one of the best ways to start doing that now is through social networking.
And using Twitter and Facebook?
Exactly. Twitter, mm-hmm. Facebook, LinkedIn. It depends again on your target audience. So, I've got so much coming into my mind right now. I want to talk about Twitter for a moment. Can I do that?
Sure.
So, with Twitter, a lot of people don't understand it. They think it's, you know, it's just fun to go in there. And the question that it asks is, you know, what are you doing? And so people will answer, you know, I'm eating breakfast or I'm da da da. But there's a lot more power to it if you start developing a strategy about how you're going to communicate. So keeping on topic here with this coach, this is exactly what I would do if I were a coach wanting to get more clients, is you start out on Twitter and you give information of value. So maybe you know 7 ways to, let's say you're a relationship coach and you know 7 different ways to improve your marriage. And
okay.
You're looking for clients that, you know, that about relationships, right? So what you can do out on Twitter is develop a strategy for sending out that information one step at a time. So you'd say step number 1 in great relationships, blah, whatever it
mm-hmm.
is. Step number 2. And send that out on Twitter. And people then will start sending that back to, or retweeting and sending it out to other people because you're giving good information of value. The key is really to stay on topic with Twitter. Now, here's 2 strategies that I use. I use that one that we just talked about, number
okay.
1. The second one is getting personal with people, getting into conversations back and forth, getting people interested in you. So I will talk about my dogs sometimes. The other day I shaved my dog and it was really bad. And I tweeted about, you know, something personal, like, oh my gosh, what did I do? My poor dog, I'm horrible at this. You know, and then people were like, hey, send a picture, you know, and so we were kind of goofing around. And I did, and I said, oh gosh, I'm going to regret this. So that's another Twitter strategy. A third Twitter strategy is to discuss. So one is discuss your topic, putting out information on your topic. Number 2 is discuss personal, get into conversations with personal people. And number 3 strategy is retweeting things that you think are interesting
okay.
for other people. That's another way to build your network. Strategy number 4 is to send links to media, either audio or videos, YouTube videos, things like that. Again, things that are relevant. Maybe it's your video, maybe it's somebody else's video. And then strategy number 5 is every once in a while then post something that goes back to your site. Not often, but every once in a while.
Well, people will appreciate that because they are really getting to know you and they already know you give value. They enjoy reading your tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a fantastic way to continue. They'll want to engage with you.
Exactly. And then so they get interested. They come then to your page, which has, of course, your website on it, which then they click through to your website, and then they go and they get your free thing, and now you're starting the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you can do, and that's all free. You know, that's what you can do if you are, say, a coach wanting to get more clients.
Okay, that's a fantastic strategy. Thanks for sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got you way off topic from before when we were going through the overview of all the different things that you can use the Internet to build your business and grow it. I know you had said the landing page and the second one, and then we were just about to go to the third. Can you remember where we were at there? You were saying that the first step is landing page, and the second one, I believe, was bringing traffic to it. And then what would be the next step in what we need to do to grow our Internet business or whatever business we do have online?
Yeah, the third is build the relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, what a lot of people get really caught up to in a lot of different strategies, and I'll tell you, when I started on the Internet, I didn't understand that there are only 3 outcomes to anything that you do marketing-wise. And those outcomes are you can get visibility, you can get credibility, and you can get one-on-one connection with people. And so what you want to do are pick strategies that get you, most importantly, the credibility, and the one-on-one connection. So keeping that in mind, I mean, visibility is great, but it's like, that's like advertising. And especially if you're a service business, a lot of times, you know, I mean, how many times have you gone to the grocery store, right? And you're looking at the advertisement of the, I don't know, the local insurance agent or, you know, local realtor or something like that, where the ad is the same, but there are different faces on it all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how many times have you just dropped all your groceries and said, oh, my gosh, I absolutely have to have that right now?
Not too often.
Exactly.
Unless he's really cute.
Exactly. And so that's visibility. So what you really want is credibility. Credibility is that I've heard of you. I've heard you're doing good things with your clients, things like this. And credibility can happen from what we just talked about with Twitter. You can get a lot of credibility by giving good information. So that's a really good traffic strategy. Number two is, or the third thing, the one-on-one connection, is that's where you're building a list. Now you're going to email to them. You're going to communicate with them on a regular basis, again, giving them more information. So when I first started online, it was so overwhelming to try to understand all these different strategies, traffic strategies. All I did was I distributed articles, and this was when I first started. I distributed mm-hmm. articles to get known because I wanted credibility, and articles give you credibility. And I sent out a newsletter. That was it. That's how I started.
And did you do your newsletter once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From those articles, are you still getting traffic from them?
Yeah, I would imagine that we are. I don't think we're tracking it specifically, but I'm mm-hmm. sure that we are.
Yeah, it's harder to tell where it comes from those articles. I don't even think there really is a way to track that.
Well, you can get into things like tracking links. So there is ultimately a way to track it. But just to get started, you don't have to know all that stuff. To get started, just pick one thing. And I chose article distribution because it was free, and it was easy to do. And I purchased a piece of software called Article Submitter Pro, and that just sets up templates, you know, for all the articles.
Mm-hmm.
And just started distributing them, blanketing them all over the internet.
And where can I get the Article Submitter Pro? Or just Google it.
ArticleSubmitterPro.com.
Okay. So then you were submitting that, and you could tell that was bringing traffic to you at the time?
Yeah, because what happened is, as soon as I started submitting articles, people started coming back to my website. Then they signed up for my newsletter, and I went from... My very first experience was I went from zero to like 750 people in a short period of time. It was like in 2 months.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Another area that I wonder if you use a lot is doing joint ventures with people.
Yes.
And if you do, how do you use them?
We use joint ventures to build our list with the correct people, with the people that we want to get to. So we really think hard about who do we know or who could we contact that has a list of, in our case, business owners in the business owners and companies who want our products. So what we do is we identify those people, and a lot of those people are just people in my own personal network. So I work with, you know, I'm a speaker, so there are other speakers, of course, that are in the marketplaces that I want to get into. So I call up the speaker and I ask them if they would care to share with their list. And we go, it's the same, I either give them the 13 vital traits of super effective people or the quiz.
Okay, one of those two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you would do a teleseminar with the person?
We sometimes do teleseminars, and we sometimes just do the mailing. It, you know, again, you know, everything boils down to what is it you are trying to accomplish. So if you're trying to accomplish building a list, then the easiest way to do that is to through joint ventures is to have your joint venture partner send your offer to their list, because that's going to build your list, right? Because all they have to do then is click on your offer. Versus, you know, sitting down, getting into a teleseminar, all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to ask them to do a lot of work. You want to ask them to do a little. So if your outcome is to build your list, then through joint ventures, just make it easy for the joint venture partner. So what we do is we send the email to the joint venture partner that we want to them to send with the link in it and everything.
Totally easy. And mm-hmm. do you set them up, too, with their affiliate link ahead of time, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes they sign up on our website, and other times we just sign them up or, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're signed up as an affiliate before they ever send out.
Mm-hmm. Do you do very many big launches?
You know, we haven't done big launches like that, like what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a big product launch or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But, I mean, your business is also a little bit different than going out to do a huge product launch. You could do something like that, but, I mean, you have a very personal business, and
right.
you're just choosing to run it differently than that. But there's so many different models and things you can do. It's not that somebody has to do all of them. I mean, you're super successful, and look, you don't focus a lot on that, whereas other people do put a lot of energy towards that. So, again, it just shows how much possibility there is and how much variation you can have when you're doing business on the Internet, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And that's where it can get, you know, if you're running from, oh, I can do this and I can do that and I can, that's where it will get really, really overwhelming. So the main thing here is to decide on what you will do. So every year we sit down and we decide on the particular strategies that we're going to implement. We don't sit down and say, oh, well, we could do social media and we could do joint ventures and we could do a big, huge product launch and we could do video distribution. We could do blogging. We could do blah, blah, blah. I mean, we do brainstorm all those things.
Mm-hmm.
We say, what are all the things we could do? And then we say, okay, what will we do? And that's how we come up with our plan.
Then so you plan out monthly or weekly?
We do it mostly by the year.
Oh, I see.
A traffic strategy for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
I was curious. You told me a while ago about a program that you were implementing. Now, I'm not sure if that was Success IQ, but I'd love to tell everybody about it.
Yeah, we have just started, actually, the Shortcut Success Achievers Club. It is a coaching club for people who want help reaching whatever goal it is that they've set. And it's a really, really interesting little club. It combines, everything we do combines training and coaching, because without it, we according to the American Management Association, training just by itself without coaching reduces the person's effectiveness by over 50%. So with the club, what happens is the reason most people don't achieve what they want to achieve is for basically the reasons we're talking about. They don't know what they want to achieve. It's not specific enough. And they're worried about the how. How am I going to get there? But they don't know what it is. So what we do is we first come in and do some training
mm-hmm.
on how to really define and refine and really get clear on what it is that you want. And then we coach every week. We coach and train every week. And then several times a year, coaching members are invited to come here to Phoenix to get together and work on their business or their goals or their dreams individually and together with us.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Is it a weekly program or a couple times a month?
Yeah, it's a weekly program.
Oh, that sounds so good. Just like when you were saying you have to have coaching, it's like people go to a seminar and they learned a lot, but do they implement? Because it's overwhelming to implement, and you really do need that backup of a coach.
Exactly.
And every year I think we all should be having a coach to guide us along, because you just become so much more effective and you achieve a lot more. So this type of a program would be fantastic for anybody to be able to get them to reach their goals.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, back to how to make money, do you think that someone can make money in a week, or how long would it take? Would it take 6 months? Do you have some suggestions, and how can I go from making maybe $50,000 to $100,000 or to $1,000,000? Is there a process there?
Wow, $50,000 to $1,000,000?
Yeah, next week.
Next week, wow, okay, well...
It's all building.
Yeah, let me figure out how to answer that, because, you know, we work with companies to get them way, way up past that. And I may have to answer this in a little different way. At the $50,000 level, you need very, very different people skills than you need at the $1 million level. And so the process of making money, I mean, when you get to $50,000, so let's say you have got, you know, you've got these things in place. You've got your traffic. You've got your conversions. You've got, you know, all these things in place. You just do more of it to make more money, to make more money. But if you're at a standstill, so, gosh, that's a tough question for me to answer because there are so many different ways to approach it. At the $1 million level, you need to know how to be a leader. You need to know how to delegate to other people. You need to know what you want. You need very different skills. So let me talk about going, like, from the beginning, like zero to 50,000, okay? So your first question was, you know, how long does it take to make money? And the direct answer to that is it doesn't take long as you're focused on your end result. So if you're starting at zero right now, your goal is not to make $500,000. Your goal is to make the first dollar online. Okay.
And not think, oh, I'm going to be making $10,000 by tomorrow.
Exactly. So, again, it's about picking one person. And that person, you know, the mentor, there are tons of mentors out there. And, all, you know, a lot of the information really works very, very well. The key here is to choose a mentor or a coach or, you know, that is like you and that has the same goals as you. Right. So, for example, Frank Kern,
yes.
Phenomenal marketer, right? Phenomenal guy. And his whole thing is, look, I'm lazy. Okay. So if that's your thing and you say, you know, I just kind of want to be lazy and learn how to make money, go get Frank Kern stuff. But if you want a more personalized way of doing things, if you love, say, if you want to reach more people with teleseminars and you want to just find a personal way to connect with people, and you really, and you're not that lazy person, you're really a hard-driving kind of a person, well, pick another coach like Alex Mendozian.
Yeah, he would be perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Totally different personal style. So the biggest thing here is not the information, it's the person you're receiving it from. You have to have a relationship with that person. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Okay.
And that way you can relate with the person and you'll admire them and want to work together.
Right, exactly. And you know, you've got so many internet marketers out there competing for your attention and they're having a good time doing that, and that's what they do and that's really, really good. So you have to be smart as a consumer and consume the products and services from those people that are most like you.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the difference, Stephanie, for people who make a little bit of money online and some people who make a lot? Because you really do see very big differences. I know when I go to conferences, I see people who've been trying for years and just haven't really made any headway, barely enough money to support themselves. And yet there's others who start a year or two and are doing fantastic. Is there a specific difference that you think exists between those two types of people?
Yes. It's focus. Yes. The people that aren't making money online, it's not because they can't do it. It's not because they don't understand. It's because they're jumping from thing to thing to thing to thing. Then they don't understand. They're looking, they're searching for something, but they don't know what they're looking for. You've got to be really specific again about, okay, I am going to make $10,000 online, and that's if that's your goal, great. Now you settle down into, okay, and who am I going to enlist to help me do that? Because if you've never done it before, you're not going to learn the entire process by gleaning free information all over the place. Pick a mentor. Follow that mentor. That's the difference.
Just by looking at free information, you can spend hours and hours, days and days. I mean, it just keeps going, and
right.
Yet there's been nothing accomplished.
Right.
That really is the best advice, is to just choose somebody to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just regroup and hear all of the different websites or places that we can go to get a hold of you.
Sure.
And keep in touch with you and find out more about your services.
Sure. Well, I've already given you a couple. So our main,
yes.
I have two. Our main website for the university is successiqu.com, and my main speaking site is stephaniefrank.com.
Okay, that's great, because you've given us a lot of wonderful information and a great process that we need to work through in order to build our business. And it was really interesting to get it from your perspective, because you are such a pro at having a coaching business, showing us how a speaker can use the internet to build their business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really interesting for me to listen to today. Thank you.
I'm glad. Well, thank you for having me on.
Appreciate your time, and I'll look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this series of ExpertWomen.com. I just want you to know that on the hard copy version that accompanies this series, you can get all the websites and products each mentor talked about on the resource page or at www.expertinternetwomen.com/resource-page. I hope you got lots of good ideas that you can take action on. See you in the next series.